You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, May 18th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBN NFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBN NFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Reigning AFC champion quarterback Joe Burrow of the Bengals met with the media on Tuesday as voluntary workouts began in Cincinnati. And a key part of Burrow's appearance was missing, that knee brace, the one he wore all of 2021 after having surgery to repair his torn ACL and MCL. A year removed from the surgery means a regular offseason for Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, I feel great. You know, obviously, this is my first offseason in the NFL, so I've been able to take advantage of that with as far as my body and my throwing and my mind and all that. It's been, obviously I've been grinding, but it's also been relaxing, not have to worry about am I going to be ready for the season. I can just focus on getting my body right, making sure I'm healthy, and then relaxing.
So Burrow is relaxing now, but throughout the 15-minute press conference, the theme became clear. As the leader of the Bengals, he intends to keep the momentum from the magical AFC title run in 2021 going in 2022. No knee brace, that's a good start, as is the team's revamped offensive line. Protect Burrow, and the Bengals have as good a chance as anyone. We'll stay with the theme of NFL quarterbacks, as ESPN's Ed Werder had two key updates on Tuesday. First, in Cleveland, per Werder, and I quote, "The first direct meetings between the NFL investigative team led by Lisa Friel and Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson have begun in Texas. The league seeks to determine if he violated the NFL personal conduct policy and, if so, whether discipline should be imposed," end quote. It does seem the Browns are anticipating some kind of suspension given the language of the new contract, but right now it's all wait and see. Also from Werder in New Orleans, and I quote, "Knowing Drew Brees over the years, I do not take seriously his recent social media posts about unretiring to play quarterback in the NFL. For one thing, he had left shoulder surgery 2 weeks ago and would be physically unable to play until at least September or October, per a source." End quote. Folks had been wondering if Brees might return after some social media posts following his departure from NBC Sports. Werder says, at least for now, a no-go. Jameis Winston remains the starter in New Orleans. And we'll finish up your Wednesday kickoff with a speed round. Free agent running back Philip Lindsay agreed to a one-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts between Houston and Miami in 2021. Lindsay had 249 rushing yards and one touchdown on 88 carries. He also caught a touchdown. Miami coach Mike McDaniel said Tuesday the Dolphins will hold joint practices with the Buccaneers in Tampa and the Philadelphia Eagles in Miami during the preseason this August. Buffalo Bills GM Brandon Bean interviewed Pittsburgh Steelers pro scouting coordinator Brandon Hunt for the vacant assistant GM job formerly held by Joe Shane, now the GM of the Giants. That update was from NFL Network. The New England Patriots announced that former defensive lineman Vince Wilfork will join their team Hall of Fame. A 2004 pick by the Patriots, Wilfork is part of two of the six championship teams. The quarterback for those teams, of course, was Tom Brady, who was also in the news on Tuesday, but not for what you would think. Entertainment behemoth Netflix announced that Brady would be the first individual to be featured in a series of upcoming specials called Greatest Roasts of All Time, Groat. Brady said in a press release, to quote my good friend Marshawn Lynch, I'm just here so I won't get fined. That, of course, really resonates with me here on the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Thursday, May 18th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is in session. It's another episode of NFL University. As for me, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.